This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Normally, this week before a Sunday Super Bowl is about the pre-hype and advertisers building momentum for their brands. But with the shocking death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the others in that helicopter last weekend, plans have changed. Janine Poggi is senior editor at Ad Age, and she joins us here in the New York Bureau. Always good to see you, Janine.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we have Kobe Bryant's death. That's affecting the ads that would normally run ahead of the Super Bowl?
So a couple of advertisers who had plans to release their full spots on Monday decided, with all of the news around Kobe Bryant, to postpone their marketing around the Super Bowl and push it until later of the week to not get, you know, in the news cycle of Kobe Bryant.
And also maybe as a sign of respect, not just selling stuff during a difficult time.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put out like a funny commercial to buy chips and soda and all of that when, you know, there's this horrific tragedy.
So which brands did you come across that are stopping temporarily their advertising?
So avocados from Mexico, Pop-Tarts, Olay, they originally had plans to release their ads on Monday. They decided to shift later in the week. I think the big one that we are all paying attention to is Planters, which killed off its spokesnut,
Mr. Peanut. Yeah.
Last week, they pre-released a spot showing him like fall in a fiery car crash and die. And they're planning on hosting his funeral during the Super Bowl. Right now, they paused all of their online marketing, but they say currently it is still planned to air this funeral ad. I think it remains to be seen, and I'm sure there are plenty of conversations taking place this week, but that's one that could potentially, their actual creative, be impacted by all of this.
I know it's a bit of a transition here, but what else are we going to see for the ads at the Super Bowl? What's on your radar?
Yeah, lots of humor. Okay. I think that we're going to see a lot of Super Bowl advertisers try to be lighthearted and, you know, make some jokes.
It's tricky though, right?
It's so hard. You know, you saw like a brand like Hyundai last year. They did this whole commercial in an elevator, and one of the jokes was about this vegan dinner party. And they got so much backlash. So I think it's really hard to be funny in the current, you know, mood of the country.
We also have a hummus commercial from Sabra.
They have their first Super Bowl commercial, and they showed a couple of teasers for the spots, which bring together like the Real Housewives of New Jersey, two drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race, rapper T-Pain, that are all supposed to culminate in this one commercial.
All right. Janine Poggi, senior editor for Ad Age. Thank you very much.
Thank you.